website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. We invite you to call in. I'm going to have a brief monologue. After the monologue, we'll open our telephone lines, invite you to call in, join in the discussion on the issue today. We're talking about the enemies within. Now listen, even though we must admit and recognize we have a variety of enemies within America. We have the socialist, Marxist, communist in America. We have cells of the Communist Chinese Party. We have major sleeper cells of the Islamic jihadists ready to be awakened and to have another major, major catastrophic attack as we had on 9/11. We could talk about a variety of others. We have those that are in America today that hate America because they stand for anything that is pro-anti-America and anything that stands against America, they're for it. We're looking at that when you see the riots and the demonstrations in the hallways of the higher educational institutions. We witness and watch what is taking place in the streets in L.A. and other parts of America. When we understand that is that those are the enemies within. But I want to drill a little deeper than that today as we face the issues. And we talk about the enemies within. Who are the promulgating factions that's bringing about the uprising against America and the undermining of our foundations, our biblical foundations, our moral ethical foundations, our spiritual foundations, our political foundations? Just who are they? They're the enemies within. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in what I believe is the greatest nation on the face of God's green earth. America the Beautiful, as we sing it. It's the nation, ladies and gentlemen, listen, that all people, A-L-L, all people around the globe aspire to come into America. America, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Why do we have so many human beings, ladies and gentlemen, that's willing to risk their lives, risk their families, risk their futures, and place all of their hope on getting into America? Why is that so? If America's so bad, why do so many around the globe want to get here? If America is so evil and wicked, why is it we have millions that are flooding into America? Why is that so? We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about it. May I say to you, God has provided and protected America for almost 250 years now. And it's because until recently, the recent few years, America has honored God. We have sought God's blessing. We have looked for God's protection. We have said, basically, we love God. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, Psalms 33:12. We've also been warned in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth the nation, lifts up, glorifies a nation, but sin is a reproach. That means a shame, a dishonor, an insult to any people. We're going to talk about that. Who are the enemies within. What are your thoughts? There's a group in America, a major party in America, that makes many decisions for laws, rules, and regulations in America that literally hate our nation. They're un-American. They're the enemies within. I'll leave it to your discretion for a few minutes to determine who they really are. That's who we're going to talk about today. That's what we're going to look at today. I believe it's vital at this stage in American history that we recognize it. May I just give a little tidbit by reading a headline and not delving into the article? Democrats showed whose side they're on, and it's not the American people. One mega article states in its headline. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we face the issues based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. Listen, I've said this many, many times down through the years. Everything that we see happening, socially, economically, militarily, politically, theologically, doctrinally, biblically, everything we see taking place, we need to view it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say in relationship to that? You've heard me say so many times on this broadcast, and I've said it from the pulpit for many years. God created three institutions. He created the home, He created government, He created the church, and in that order. So anything we speak about in those three categories, we're talking about biblical truth. I was delighted to hear Dr. Robert Jeffers the other day in one of his messages used a verbatim quote that I have used for the past 20-plus years, that God created three institutions, and in that order. I'm thankful that others are picking up on the truth of how we should stand as Christians. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues and we stand on the truth book, Jesus said to his disciples as he's speaking to them, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's a declaratory statement made about the Word of God. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And I like that term, endures forever. The Word of God, the truth of the Word of God, endures forever. How long is forever? It is forever. It doesn't fade. It doesn't lose its authority. It doesn't lose its power. It doesn't lose its meaning. And yet we have those that are trying to modify the Word of God with the different versions coming out, the different translations, as they call it, leaving out in many occasions the most vital aspects of a verse or a chapter or a paragraph of thought in the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Now listen, there's not but one truth. A half-truth is a whole lie. And Orwell said it exactly correct. That was, by the way, found in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, where in 1947, 48, 49, Orwell published the work, projecting what America would be like by 1984. And ladies and gentlemen, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I could use that very easily and say, those words apply to the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party today, because it does. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. DeMint said in part, listen, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. And yet we find with the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, and I know you wouldn't fall into that category, but yet 55% of the millennials say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, they state, according to the survey, each person determines their own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. This is the reason we discuss current issues from a central biblicist worldview. We look at what God's Word says in relationship to where we are, where we're going, and what God is doing. That's the purpose of the eschatological prophetic text in the Bible. You see, God has given us in His book, called the Truth Book, the Bible, He's given us the past, present, and future. He's given us an outline, if you please, of what He has done, what He is doing, and what He shall do in the days before us. And I need to put a little parenthetical young blood footnote to that. We are in the last of the last days. We are in what 2 Timothy chapter 3 says are perilous times. We're in those desperately dark, wicked, evil days, and it should not surprise us with some of the things I'm going to talk about today in relationship to the enemy within. All of this that we'll talk about today is promulgated as a result of turning our backs on God, getting away from God's Word, denying God, and slapping God in the face and saying that we've got a better idea, better solution than God does. It's the rejection of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time, has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. And ladies and gentlemen, the flag, Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flows 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. Based on the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, I'm going to take about another minute on an elongated monologue, and then we'll open our telephone lines, invite you to call in. You may go ahead and call in, be put on hold for just a few moments until we get to that in just one moment. But ladies and gentlemen, who would have ever thought that we would have an American, any place in America, that would hate America and stand with the enemies of America and attempt to destroy America? Yes, we do have that kind of enemy within. We have that kind of enemy within. You don't have to look very far. If you turn on the national news morning, noon, or night, you'll find some of the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, and the Marxist media talking heads talking. And in general, they are so eaten up with the Trump derangement syndrome, and that's the simple answer to the problem. They're so eaten up with the Trump derangement syndrome that anything that's said that's moral, anything that's said that's ethical, anything that's said that is biblical, anything that is said that is legitimate will be looked at with a jaundiced eye and rejected by the Socialist Marxist media, the Communist Party known as the Democrats today. And listen, if you want to know where America's going, if you want to know the declension that we'll take, all we need to do is look at Europe today. All we've got to do is look at the United Kingdom and recognize, ladies and gentlemen, because listen, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I was saying, if you want to know where America will be 15 years from now, 20 years from now, just look to Europe. And we can do that at this moment. Do you realize in most of the UK, less than 2% are participating, practicing Christians? They've turned away from God. They've turned their backs on God's word. They're spitting in the face of God. As a result of that, they have been overtaken by the enemy from within. We're on the fast track for that today. We're on the fast track with the enemy that is within, which is no less than the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. I'm looking at this headline that I read a few moments ago. Democrats showed whose side they're on, and it's not the American people. Congressional Democrats were too consumed by their own hatred for President Donald J. Trump, refusing to show any support for lowering taxes, fighting childhood cancer, capturing terrorists, protecting women and girls in sports, and law and order, to name only a few. It goes on to say, this person said, the Democratic Party still has no common sense. They have no idea. They have no heart. They couldn't even stand for any inspiring moment in one of Trump's speeches. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a horrible thought. But you know, I believe that what we're seeing today is a tectonic shift in America. That tectonic shift is being carried out as a whirlwind, and it is being promulgated, pushed, and carried out in society today by the Marxist Democratic Party. And listen, if you want to know what they stand for, all you've got to do is listen to AOC and the other three. All you've got to do is listen to Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, AOC, and understand exactly what their goals, their designed purposes are to be if they're carried out as far as America and what it would be like. All we need to do is look at the Islamic jihadist communists that just won by 52.6% in the preliminary election, the primary in New York City. He wants to eliminate the police department. He wants to make everything available free for everybody. It's total communism, and he is one that hates the Jewish people, hates the nation of Israel. He believes that they should not exist today. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Okay, he left out the car. He'll have to call you back.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an issue today that I believe we need to understand and recognize what is happening. We're talking about the enemies within, and that key enemy, the main enemy, the forceful enemy, no less than the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. You say, why do you say that? All we've got to do is look at their morals, ethics, and values. All we've got to do is look at what they stand for and what they stand against. Ladies and gentlemen, people like AOC, Bernie Sanders, and this Crockett, not related to David Crockett, I understand, but this Crockett woman out of Texas, I believe it is, and others that are truly non-Americans. Perhaps you've heard me say before, and I'll say it again at the risk of redundancy. It's probably been 2 or 3 months ago, we put on our marquee out on the front of the campus, and it says, are Democrats really Americans? And you would have thought we had shot the president. We had the media, the Marxist media that was on us questioning, why do you put that? That's disparaging. You ought not to say that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What happened? Some Marxist Democrat passed by, and it slapped them in the face with the reality, and they got upset by it. But I reckon it was a week later, 10 days later, on the Hannity program. Hannity said he didn't ask the question, are they Americans? He said the Democrats cannot be true Americans. And he's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen, when you see what they stand for and what they're doing. As we witness the full-throated voices openly opposing our nation and the national security, we must ask the question, aren't the Democrats real Americans? And the answer to that question is very, very clear. It stands on the face of it that it's an impossibility. Listen, it's an impossibility for the Democratic Party members and leadership, whether it's a mayor like Mayor Bass in L.A., or whether it is Chuck Schumer or Hakeem or any of the other Marxist Democrats, when they stand up for unrighteousness, when they stand up for anti-Israel, when they stand up for the rioters, the murderers, the rapists, the robbers, and the Islamic jihadist invaders, ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to say that they are Americans. We find not just the Islamic jihadists embedded in our nation today, awaiting the opportunity to rise up and take control in our nation, but it appears that the entire Democratic Party are the enemies within. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Do you think that the Democratic Party, the Democrats, are the enemies within? Why do you think that? Why do you think not? Do you disagree with what I say? I'd love to hear from you. If you have good rational reasoning, if you can pinpoint and isolate any single issue that the Democrats stand for that make it seem as though they're truly Americans. What is one single issue that the autopen Biden did in his 4 years? What is the one single issue that the Democrats stand for and are pushing for today? They want to see the rioting. They want to see the demonstrations in our colleges and universities. They're heading it up. They're leading it out. They're promulgating, pushing it. And they are the rationale behind what is taking place, which is destroying our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, chapter four. I understand it was talking with to a different people at a different time, but it's still the same God. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there's no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. And verse 6 then says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest, there shall be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a horrible thought. But that's the same God from yesterday that is the same God today. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Go over to question and comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I don't know what's happening. You already said it. That's the Democratic Party. But this country is going nuts. Our college kids are against Israel. And it's nuts. And I saw on the news where they had a march on, I think it's Alligator, Alcatraz.
Alligator Alcatraz right down here in South Florida. I don't know. It makes me laugh every time I think about it. I'm thankful for Governor DeSantis and his working with the federal government through Donald Trump. They're talking about putting another, Alcatraz here at Camp Blending right here in Jacksonville. They're talking about doing that. There are a lot of folks.
Yes.
In fact, you touched on it by reference. Had a number of the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party that wanted to go in and look at Alligator Alcatraz and said it was putting people in cages. It was unsanitary, et cetera, et cetera. It's pristine. It's brand new. It's clean. They have three full meals a day. They live in air conditioning. They have opportunities for recreation. And calling it unholy, unconstitutional, and unclean is absolutely a lie. I was thankful that DHS Secretary Noem said that, her words, I'm glad that we took cameras, we took pictures. They toured when it was open. They took all of the pictures to prove what is inside, contrary to what the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party is saying. It is the fact that they are for, here's the problem, the Democrats, are for the enemy. They are for the invaders. They are for the overthrow of America. They're for anything that's immoral, unholy, and ungodly. And therefore, I call them un-Americans. What say you?
You're dead on point. They are un-American.
One of the major things.
They want to burn America down so they can rule.
Absolutely. But one of the major things we find the enemy within, they stand for riots, they stand for anarchy in our streets, they stand for mob rule, they stand for the burning of police cars, they stand for demanding that ICE agents stand down. They are not for law and order, they're not for the police,
right.
They're not for ICE agents, they're not for a secure border, and They stand for immoral, unholy things. I'm looking at an article by Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. The LGBTQ has a new tactic in its attempt to eradicate any Christians from influencing the public against queer agenda. They're working to get Christian teachers removed from the classrooms. For the last several months, Liberty Counsel has seen a sharp increase in these types of cases in our nation. That's just a part and parcel of what we're talking about. The Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party are immoral. Listen, I've said many times, I've said on the air, I've said from the pulpit, I've said in general communication, if you believe in girls, boys being in girls' bathrooms, if you believe in males being in girls' sports, if you believe in butchering healthy body parts, if you believe in the sodomite LGBTQ agenda, if you believe in an embrace murder by way of abortion, you're a Democrat, and if that's what you stand for, you cannot be an American. And may I add a footnote? It's an impossibility for a Democrat believing in those, embracing those things to say, I'm a Christian, I'm saved. What say you?
The line at the Saturday net. Dr. Youngblood, can I ask you one more question?
Go right ahead, yes.
Okay, I think, because the big, beautiful bill, you're talking about, oh, no, it's not. But I think our president, these people was getting like $1,500 a month. I only get $900 on my Social Security check. They're getting $1,500 a month sitting in big, lavish hotels. I think our president, that's going to be gone.
Well, absolutely. And not only that, but Kenneth, in the big, beautiful bill, as it is called, believe it or not, it cuts out every dime that had been going out by the hundreds of millions to the Planned Parenthood murder capital in America. Yes. Problem being, through the Senate, through the House, they passed it when it came out, left the House to the Senate. It was cutting out anything for the Planned Parenthood forever. And the Socialist, Marxist, Communist in the Senate put it back in and just allowed it to be taken out, allowed the funding for murder by way of abortion to be taken out for just 1 year. It is my prayer that somehow, some way, in the midterms, that we'll gain enough additional seats in the House and the Senate for conservatives that we can pass legislation that will make that permanent. But that's one of the points that I say shows that the Democrats are un-American. If they're standing for and will push the robbery of the citizens and put the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, including murder by way of abortion, as the top thing on their list for campaigning, it shows that we have a major problem with those that are un-American in our nation. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer. It deserves our recognition of what we're faced with. And as in the book of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, where they rediscovered the book, the Bible, and read it, there was revival, there was weeping, there was joy and happiness as a result of finding the Word of God. That's what we need to do in America. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the enemies within. In your opinion, love to hear from you. In your opinion, do we have enemies within our nation? Who are those enemies? How do we know that they're the enemies of America? In fact, may I just drill a little deeper? How can we tell that they're enemies of God, enemies of God's word, enemies of the church, enemies of anything that is moral, ethical, and biblical? How can we discover that? What are the evidences of that? Love to hear from you. What do you see? What do you understand as being the enemies from within? I'm looking at a headline. We'll get to it right after the top of the news. FTC hosts anti-trans workshop. LGBTQ advocates call government-sponsored disinformation. We'll get back to that in a minute. That's part and parcel of our enemies within and what they're doing, what they're pushing, and what they're saying about these issues. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue our thoughts today in relationship to the enemies within. And I want to remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0900. 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Right after the top of the hour news, we invite you to call, join in the dialogue and discussion today as we face the issues and discuss this reality of the enemies that are within America. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine.